John Dorsey, general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, is on the Sprintcast line.
I know you all hate to hear this, but, you know, we're in the second game of the second quarter, and that's kind of how we're looking at it. This one just so happens to be a different type of game. It's one of those divisional games, which I know is very meaningful. I know the last time that the Chiefs won in Arrowhead was, I think, 2006. So, you know, there's some meat in here now.
I'm all about rivalries. I mean, I got it. I know our fans are going to be completely crazy. I know that our players will be fired up for it. These are special in the National Football League. You know, these type of rivalries get your juices flowing and gets them flowing early. So the black and silver, if anybody's wearing it, be careful. Just be careful.
It's Raiders week. Everyone knows the bitterness and hatred that comes with the Chiefs and Raiders rivalry. Going all the way back to the days of Hank Stram and John Madden, it's been clear that these two teams do not like each other. You'll see on Sunday, the intensity of this rivalry is still strong. Here are the three main focus points for Sunday's matchup. First, defending home field. The Raiders have won the last six games in Kansas City, a streak that Chiefs fans are desperate to see broken. The 2013 Chiefs have done a lot over these first five games to prove that they're a dominant force in the AFC. But taking care of business at home against the Raiders would be another huge step in the right direction for the Chiefs. Second, Terrell Pryor. A former heralded college star, Pryor fell from grace before his senior season after reported NCAA violations and was picked up by the Raiders in the 2011 supplemental draft. After riding the bench for much of the last two seasons, an improbable sequence of events has landed Pryor back in the starting role. And he hasn't been bad. He's led the Raiders to a 2-2 record as a starter and has a respectable 97.6 quarterback rating. Keeping track of the Raiders' dangerous new weapon will be a big key to the Chiefs' success on Sunday. Finally, 136.6 decibels. That was the noise level that gave the Seattle Seahawks the world record for the loudest stadium earlier this year. Just as competitive as the team they cheer for, Chiefs fans have been organizing en masse to set the record straight in Arrowhead's favor. Representatives from Guinness World Records will be on hand during Sunday's game, and the noise of the crowd will be measured throughout the day. So something more than field position will be on the line when the Raiders face their first third and long on Sunday afternoon. With an exciting 5-0 start to the 2013 season, there's been a lot to cheer about in Kansas City. Add a showdown against the hated Raiders and a chance to set the world record, and you can bet that Arrowhead will be as exciting as it's ever been come Sunday afternoon.